Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, January 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, still being proud every time I say 2025. I'm a little surprised I remember every time, but we are going to have fun today at 4:30. We're going to welcome in our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club. Thanks to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Visitors Bureau. We're going to be talking about the Krakens and some other stuff with Amy and Dawn, and Dave will be with us. Looking forward to that. In studio right now, we have our friend of the school district of Nacoosa, Nathan Black, PhD, District Administrator. Nathan, it is good to have you here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Enjoy coming back always.
It's always good to talk with you. And just catching up on our kids, especially to start the year, we have a lot of fun talking with Ron Rasmussen, and superintendent of the school district around here and everything. And being able to have this connection with you guys really helps our community. So many members of our community out there have kids in school, of course, but there are plenty that don't. And I think that it's great to keep them up to date on so many of these things as well. So really do appreciate the time, know how busy you are. And I thought a good place to start would be talking about highlights of the school year to date and kind of a recap of the wrap-up of 2024 in some ways.
So it's been a great year to start off. You know, there's been a couple of things that we've really enjoyed. The thing about starting the school year is great being around students. One of the things I love about a district our size is I spend a lot of times in the buildings, and I happen to know a lot of the students from my time as a principal in the middle school, and those students are now high school students for a lot of them. And just being able to hear the excitement that's coming out. Like, one of the things that we added new this year is we have a class called Geometry in Construction. Mm-hmm. So basically what it is we have a class that's taught by a geometry teacher and a tech ed teacher. And they'll learn a geometry principle in the math class, and then they'll go ahead and they'll have their second class where they go in and they'll make something using that principle. And so there's awesome. A lot of, it's basically applied. You're seeing projects that are coming out, but it's the same geometry teacher who teaches all of our other geometry classes mm-hmm. too. And so he makes sure that first coming up this year, but it's been really exciting to sort of watch the students themselves just sort of that light bulb go on and having the connections of not just something that's abstract, but it makes sense in a real world and sets you up for a real world area. This particular class got featured recently by the DPI as they were doing review of best practices, and it's really some exciting stuff that's going on there.
I know our own Melissa Kay also used a community stories segments on this too and was talking about it. And it's something too that there's so many layers to this for me. Now, certainly the advancement in tech and getting kids up to date on some of those things and being more familiar with those, it's no different than when we were kids and we were first getting computers and PCs brought into our classrooms and some of that. It's very similar to it, I think. But there's also the idea of, and we're seeing this more and more with the education system, where some kids learn better this way, some kids learn better this way. The idea of, hey, if you are a learner that learns better by seeing somebody do it and then you do it, or maybe you learn better by actually just reading about it and then putting into action. We're covering all bases here, I feel like, in the education system much more. I'm not saying that we didn't do a good job of this when we were kids or anything, but I just feel like we've fine-toned it and tuned it to the point where it's almost every kid is getting that opportunity now where they're having the way that we learn and teachers adapting to that so well. Our teachers out there are doing such an amazing job at this.
And what's exciting for that is having grown up in the system where there generally was a one-size-fits-all and watching now to be able to do it differently and see a lot more engagement when that happens than when I was as a learner myself. I remember my typing experience was on a good old electric typewriter where I had to go ahead and white out my mistakes and all mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But seeing what now are the same type of typing stuff that I did in high school is done by our fifth graders. Yeah. But like, case in point, one of the things we have new this year in our eighth grade is our district librarian teaches a digital literacy course of mm-hmm. Being able to say, okay, you're going to be doing a lot of research. You're going to be studying. What can you trust? What are the possibilities? But doing that early, front end load that. And it's kind of fun to see where the students take that. Like mm-hmm. over this last Christmas break, my son came home. He's at college. And he brought his fiance home. So we got to know her too. That was fun. But one of the things he wanted to say is, hey, I want to take her on a tour of the schools. I want her to have a see what I grew up with in the area. And I remember him walking into the tech ed room at the middle school. Melissa Kay has also featured that one. But we've got 23 3D printers that are in there. The students are working on it. He looked at the board and says, they're learning Tinkercad in here. Do you have any idea how useful that's going to be to them? Says, yes, actually we do. But the fact is they're not worried about that. They're worried about doing something cool with it.
Right.
And it's just kind of fun to watch those light bulb moments go on. And that's kind of the purpose of what we're really looking at. Like you mentioned, different people learn differently. So we try to create different on-ramps for different people. It might be the same thing, but we're going to have to find a different approach and keep going till you find the right approach. That's teaching.
Yeah, well said. And thank you for, I got that mixed up. That was the story that Melissa featured and everything and did an amazing job. And it was really
nice
work.
Well, maybe we can cue that one up for her too.
We'll get them both. Get them both in there. She'll love it. She'll love that. One of the other things we wanted to talk about as well is kind of how the following through on the priorities coming up in the spring, leading into spring that you have for the school board, for the school district in general.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're always working with, and I'm having to take a much more active role, is school finance and sustainability and how we're being able to manage all the things to make sure that these are great things to be able to do, but we've got to be able to do that in a sustainable way that is especially respectful of our taxpayers and we're representing our community. And one of the notes of that is this April we're moving to a referendum. Now, the backstory on that, and some people we went to a referendum 5 years ago, and at the time, then there's a lot of reasons for that. Just to I'm not going to do a huge old segment on this, but just a real piece of this is that when the state aid formula is basically based, the way that they fund school districts is very heavily based on property values. And as all of your listeners know, our property values have skyrocketed over the last little while. So actually, since 2008, property values in the Nacoosa School District increased over 73% on those areas. And so the state looks at that as a major area of their funding formula, and they sort of say, okay, you've got you're a property-rich district, even though we're 53% free and reduced lunch in the district, they'll say, okay, you're a rich enough district, the state aid formulas is we'll be taking money from your district and give it to other ones. And so basically what that means that we have a higher percentage of our budget that's done by local property taxes than by state aid because of that funding formula. Is it fair? Is it nice? It is what it is. We work with that.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years ago, our taxpayers supported a $2 million referendum to be able to help not just balance the inequities of that, just to be able to help us support it, but they basically said there's a few things we want. Like, for example, we want more tech ed. And so what we were just talking about, some of those opportunities came as an opportunity because of the investment 5 years ago of our taxpayers to help us do that. There's some additional things like at the time we have a district social worker now who helps us work with students in crisis and families in crisis. And this was pre-COVID. I just can't even think what we would have done working through that and still in how do we deal with a lot of the mental health issues if we didn't have somebody on the plate, on deck to be able to help work alongside families and teachers. So one of the things that this up now, referendums run about 5 years. And so that means that this April, we're going back on the ballot for referendum. And some people have asked, hey, why do you need another referendum? A lot of it is the bulk of and the vast majority of that million of those millions that we're talking about are towards teacher salaries. Mm-hmm. And those are areas to be able we. And so one of the things that this last in November, we sent out a community survey basically to sort of say, hey, let's take basically what we explained to our group that saying here's where we need to move to referendum again. What is your comfort level of various levels of funding? And we had a great response. Probably we had 875 people responded back.
Nice.
That's about an 18% response rate, which is really, really high in the industry.
Absolutely.
And with that, it was helpful. Basically, they let us know that over 65% of the respondents were in favor of renewing that $2 million referendum again. And our school board has talked about this one, and they've decided that we're going to, because there are a lot of financial hardships, because there are a lot of changes, basically, even though the costs have gone up in the last 5 years, we're going to go to referendum for that. We're just renewing the same amount. In other words, for every $100,000 of taxes, people will pay $2. And that's what's more, that's the same amount they've already been paying for the last 5 years.
While other things have risen, that is staying the same. That is noteworthy.
Right. We're asking our taxpayers to say, hey, you really invested in us. We're grateful for what you've done. Let us keep doing that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be our message. And just we want to share our gratitude. We want to share the great things that are happening. And then let us keep doing it. Let's keep working on that. And so we're going to be talking about that with with everybody over the next several months as we're leading up to April. But a lot of that message is, hey, you've invested in us. It's made a huge difference. Let's keep doing it.
I started talking about this. It's interesting that we just had Terry Johns, the United Way, in earlier, because it started for me with her and talking through the United Way and learning more about our nonprofits in this area and being in this chair doing this show. I realized really early on that while donation is a great word and it means what it does, what we're really doing here, whether it is with our nonprofits or it is with our school district and something like this and our tax dollars, that $2 is an investment. That is an investment and is one of the greatest investments you will ever make in your life. You are investing in the future. All the things that we are just being told that you were just going over, Nathan, and so many other things that we don't even have the time to cover probably are a big part of that $2, are a big part of what these referendums are about. When you're doing this, you are helping the kids of today. You are certainly making an impact. But what you are completely doing is investing in the future and investing in the greatest resource we will ever have in our kids. And the people that are trying to raise them up, are trying to build them up and make sure that they have great futures, which means we have great futures, which means better taxes and et cetera, et cetera. We are all connected and this whole thing is a big part of that. I appreciate the detail, the rundown that you give us with this. I really respect the idea of walking into this and saying, look, what happened, how many things in life are the same as they were 5 years ago? Not just price-wise, but just in general, let alone to do something like this. It's noteworthy. And I think that it's noble in many ways. And I don't use that word lightly. But I also, there's a part of me that aches at this too, because of all the industries that need to do this, I would think our school districts are the last to. If you guys were asking for more money, as a taxpayer myself, and as somebody who paid taxes in Nacoosa for a very long time, I'd be championing this. I'd be right behind it. I'd be happy to do it. In part because I know my kids are all older. My kids are out of school. That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with this. There are still kids in school. There is still an investment to be made. I appreciate the details of it. I appreciate the feedback on this so much and the feedback from the community on this. And it's great to see that so many people are behind this. But I hope that nobody ever loses sight that whatever is on that bill, that is the overall goal here of all of us. We all got lives and we all have importances in our life. But the goal of every one of us as adults is to build the future, is to make sure that there's an investment in the future. And these kids have it.
And one of the things that I so appreciate being in public education is this is a public service. When I'm able to walk alongside and talk with the families about how their children are doing in school, or people come up to me at like a wrestling event we went to last night, or various ways that I'll see in the supermarket, that just you can tell that this really matters to them. And the ways that we can help people see, watching these students grow and see things in themselves that they didn't see before, and watch that doesn't happen overnight. We have gone out, especially our community, is that last April, we really worked with our community to identify our priorities and what direction we want to grow. And the fact of the matter is, our schools are a mirror of our community. They're a core, that they're a meeting place. People come together around that. And we respect, that's a trust. That's a public trust of which what we do goes a long ways. And we don't take that for granted, and we so appreciate it.
And the things that you're speaking to and the events you're talking about being out there, that's, I would imagine, a big part of the job. Certainly there is so much to do in the office and in the building and that, but getting out there, being out in the public and talking to people, the parents of the kids or people, that the taxpayers, any of the above, being able to get the pulse of the community and understanding what is needed and the things that are important to the community. That is a key part of all of this too. And I imagine a lot of where this comes from for you, a lot of the data of going forward with this.
Absolutely. And well, again, that's one of the things I love about Nacoosa and just the size we are. I grew up in Salt Lake City. I went, my graduating class is bigger than our entire high school population on that. And I sort of felt at times like here was a number, I knew my group that I would work through, but I didn't know much beyond that. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I can really now get to know, each student as best I can and be able to know the families over several years. And the fact that that process, I wake up in the morning not to say, hey, I'm excited to fill this report. Yeah, you know, yeah. You wake up to be able to see what type of impact it has on kids. That's why we're in public education. And that's why so many people come to it, because there's nowhere else that you can make that type of, build those relationships authentically and have that be part of what you're doing. And hey, I love what we do.
Yeah. When it comes to not only the referendum coming up or anything, looking forward to the new year, are there things that just are just fun that you're looking forward to? Are there some events coming up that are just exciting for the kids, for the teachers, for everybody involved that you're eyeballing? Oh, that's going to be a fun one. That's going to be good looking coming up.
Well, and a lot of the things that are sort of on the tap is there's certainly a lot. We're in the middle of our winter sports season. And so it's, you know, fun to be able to see the various wrestling tournaments. We're talking boys and girls basketball, a lot of type. It's just, there's a type of energy that's in that. Don't get me wrong, I love a big stadium, but sometimes in a closed gym, just energy really just sort of comes right up. And so that's fun to sort of watch those around. But I also am just excited to, one other thing is just as they're coming up, it's just, for me, I guess, the big events that it's a lot of the same ones each year. I know, for example, our math league is we've got a bunch of our students at the middle school and the high school who have math competitions that they go to, and it's an academic competitions, whatever. And it's sort of fun to watch them, and they're boning up and getting ready for that right now. It doesn't look like the same it is in a gym, but it's the same process. And you know, a lot of where the excitement is just where is the energy for students. We've got junior prom coming up. You know, that certainly has its fun energy that comes with it. And so just it's seeing how for me, the things that you're looking forward to is really the contours of what's going on in student life. And there's a lot of professional type of things that are fun to watch too, but you know, those are sometimes a little more inside baseball and not of general interest, but stuff I'm excited about that are developing and seeing how we're growing with that. But it's just really, so I'd have to say things looking forward to is just enjoying working alongside the students.
We're speaking with Nathan Black, District Administrator with School District of Nacoosa. And Nathan, one of the things that I like to make sure to mention before we wrap up is certainly the need for volunteers for, you know, whether it is volunteers for some events different events that go on where kids are traveling or anything, chaperoning, or if we're looking for maybe coaches or things for or assistants and volunteers for some of the sporting events or some of the other things that we've talked about today. And certainly school bus drivers. We're always looking for good ones of those, too, in the district.
Absolutely. Like one of the things that is a common factor that now anyone who's a volunteer, we have to go through background checks. We work all the security type of stuff. But I love walking through Humke Elementary, and there's often we'll have people who are out there. We have volunteers who come in and are reading to our students and having them a chance to have one-on-one time that you can't get in any other way to see how that comes. There's a couple of the volunteers that I'll run into who work, for example, at multiple buildings, and I'll run into them as I'm going between them, and I'll sort of catch them as they go. And it's like, hey, we're on the same shift back. We're just sort of passing along, and just the energy that brings. And so people who are interested in doing that, please go ahead and contact our district office, 715-886-8000. And they will be able to find a way to, if you have an interest on some of our field trips, some of them are reading opportunities. We have some tutors who come and work with students. Basically, if you have some passion, we have some needs, and let's go ahead and put those together.
It's a great opportunity to, again, impact your community, to impact the future, to be a part of things. And I have to say, as somebody who gets to work with kids a lot and in acting and teaching that and everything, it's such a rejuvenating thing. Like, it's one of those things where there are grinds, there are days where you're grinding, you're trying to get through, or maybe the politics of the business can get heavy or something. I get into that classroom and I get around those young people and them talking about it and their energy, and I come out of it and I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I'm just completely rejuvenated. It is something that you can feel too by volunteering, by being a part of things, by just being around young people. Oftentimes that energy is palpable. It is contagious, and it is really something that you carry with you throughout your day.
It is. And that's the thing that I know of the why teachers stay in the business, because you love watching growth. Mm-hmm. You love watching people be more than they were before you started.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're saying, hey, I was just a feeling of knowing I was part of that. There's nothing like Elsa. That's what education's about.
And we're always looking for good people to volunteer to be a part of these things. Nathan, you did just mention it. If you wouldn't mind, again, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
So you can always go ahead and look at our website that has a lot of our contact information. That's nacusasd.net. And then, or always call our district office. Diana Martinson is a wonder worker, our district secretary, and she'll be able to set those up. Her number is, and our number is 715-886-8000.
Appreciate the time, as always, to you, your staff, to everybody in the Nacusa area. Wishing you all a happy New Year's and joy, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you. We've got our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club coming up, thanks to our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Visitors Bureau. That is right around the corner, coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.